Hello, friends. I am a little bit wine drunk. I drank a lot of wine earlier tonight. Most of the drunk has worn off. Now I'm just kind of like slightly tipsy and very tired. It's 3 a.m. right now, and I'm in a talkative mood, but I don't have any topics prepared yet, or at least I don't feel like talking about anything that I have written down for possible podcasts. However, I am very much motivated to make new episodes. It's just a matter of having the time. Anyway, I thought that since I'm in a talkative mood and since I'm a little bit tipsy right now, why don't I give you a tipsy life update? 'Cause it's been a while. I bought some strawberry rhubarb wine. It did not taste that great, but I finished the bottle tonight anyway. I bought the bottle because my favorite pie is strawberry rhubarb, and I thought that the wine would taste good, but unfortunately, it was extremely mediocre wine. I'm also, for some reason, still awake at 3 a.m., when usually I would not be awake. I've been trying really hard to, like, go to bed at an appropriate time, but sometimes shit happens, and yeah. What else is happening? I got hired by this really, really sweet old lady. My mom used to clean this lady's house for her. I'll just call her Jay. That's not her real name, but I think she's from Australia and she has an accent, and honestly, I could listen to her talk all day. My mom used to clean for this lady. She has a massive, beautiful, gorgeous house, and her husband lives there, and they're both, like, elderly people, like, 80, 90 plus years old, right? And my mom used to clean for them, and she recently hired me to clean for her, and her house is right next to a cemetery. I absolutely love cemeteries, so you best believe I'm gonna be exploring that cemetery really soon. Basically, all I do for her is I dust her home, and I vacuum, and I sweep, and I clean her bathrooms. I've only been there a few times, but she is paying me $20 an hour, which is insane. That is the most I've ever made, ever. And she's such a sweet little old lady. She's literally like 4'10, 4'11 at the absolute highest, and she's just so sweet and so nice, and they're super smart and super, like, they've been everywhere. They've traveled everywhere. They have hundreds of books all around their beautiful, massive, gorgeous house. And it's just, my gosh, I love this woman. Like, earlier today, she called me on the phone, and she was like, can you please come over next Tuesday and work on the house? And I was like, of course. And I was just smiling from ear to ear, because she's just so nice. Anyway, I'm really happy to be working for this lady because, like, honestly, I would do it for free. Like, she's so nice. She has so much nice wisdom to pass on, and her house is absolutely fucking gorgeous. Like, it's massive. Holy fucking moly. Like, my goodness. Work has been okay, I guess. I mean, it's been slowly getting better. Unfortunately, that guy I mentioned who's an asshole returned, but he's getting better, I guess. I can't tell if it's because he's randomly decided that I deserve his respect, or if he's just become nicer in general. Either way, he's a lot less unbearable, so I guess that's nice. Still don't like working with him, though. My other job is the same as ever, you know, cleaning bathrooms, doing cleaning shit. I have lost about 40 pounds at my heaviest. I was 255, and now I'm at 218. I'm too drunk to do math right now, but I'm pretty sure that's like almost 40 pounds, and that's pretty fucking cool. That's the most weight I have ever lost, ever. I do plan to talk about it in a future podcast, but basically I've been yo-yo dieting literally for over a decade, since I was like 10, 11 years old, and finally, I have figured out how to safely and correctly and effectively lose weight. I've been eating a high-protein, low-carb diet. Basically, I avoid carbs as much as I can. Excuse me. And I eat as much protein as possible. So I eat a lot of fish, a lot of meat, just in general, like pork and chicken and beef and bacon and stuff like that, eggs. And I avoid things like bread, pasta, stuff like that, and I've added more vegetables to my diet. I really love broccoli. I've been experimenting with different ways to cook broccoli, because apparently if you boil it, it fucks up the nutrients because some sort of chemical reaction happens with the boiling water. So I've been trying to steam it instead, basically boiling water underneath the broccoli, and the broccoli sits on top in a colander. It tastes different and the texture is different, and I don't really like it, so I might just go back to boiling, but oh well, at least I tried. I've been eating a lot of salmon, a lot of tilapia, shrimp. I tried flounder for the first time. That was pretty good. It's kind of similar to tilapia. Anyway, I don't know how long it's been, but I've lost almost 40 pounds in what I would consider to be a relatively short time frame, considering the amount of time I would spend in the past with very minimal results. I have two pretty active jobs, so that keeps me exercising, but I also work out. I have free weights, 5 and 10 pounds, that I use 3, sometimes 4 times a week. On Sundays, I walk to work. It's a 3-mile walk to and 3 miles back to my house. And then I usually walk between 2 to 3 miles at work. So I'm getting hella steps in. And Sundays, I'm just absolutely exhausted when I get home. But it's definitely helping me slim down a little bit. My pants are falling off of me. Like, most of my pants, I have to wear belts now. Otherwise, I'm flashing everybody. And I have mixed feelings about it. On the one hand, it's really annoying to have to wear a belt all the time. But on the other hand, it's incredibly satisfying and just amazing to be able to look at these pants and then being like, holy moly, there's a whole bunch of space now. And there's pairs of pants that I've been hanging on to for years that I either bought and they didn't fit because I hate changing rooms, or at least I used to hate changing rooms. Or they were pants that I, like, got too fat for, but I held on to them, and now they fit me again. And that's literally insane. Like, that's never happened before, and I'm so happy. Like, words can't even express how happy I am that I'm finally getting my weight in check. My current goal is, like, 180, I'm at 218 right now, so I've got a little ways to go, but the reason why I picked 180 for right now is because I feel like it's far enough away from 200 that I could, you know, if I gain some of it back, I wouldn't automatically be back in 200. I just want to avoid the 200s because I remember when I hit 200 pounds, I was like 15, maybe 16, and I just, I haven't been at all comfortable with my body or my weight ever since, and it's just, I need to avoid that, you know what I mean? So I feel like 180 is far enough from 200 that I could maintain that while also, like, you know, not having to work too hard to keep it off. But if I do reach 180 and I decide I want to keep going, obviously I can do that. So, yeah, current goal weight is 180, unless I decide I want to keep going. I have also been slowly but surely learning ukulele. I have never learned an instrument before. In fact, I know nothing about music. I don't know anything about music theory. I don't know anything about that shit. You know, I never learned how to properly sing. I think I'm decent at it, but, like, I don't know. I feel like if an actual singer listened to me, they'd probably have plenty of horrible things to say. But I am learning ukulele. I spend, like, 5 to 10 minutes a day on it. Or at least I try to do it daily. I'll admit sometimes I don't have time or I forget, but I've been trying to stay consistent. And it's only been a few weeks, like maybe 2 or 3 weeks, but I've improved like a lot. And I really, really want to learn how to write my own songs. I think I'm pretty good at writing lyrics if I have a melody, but the problem is I'm really bad at coming up with my own melodies, especially because I don't know that much ukulele yet, and I don't know if you knew this, but, like, I'm a major, like, hard rock, heavy metal fan, and ukulele is not really a heavy metal instrument. The reason I picked ukulele instead of guitar is because the ukuleles were less expensive and easier to learn. Most people would agree that ukulele is a little easier to learn and can be a good stepping stone to guitar. Others say otherwise. I don't know. Like, I think it just depends. Like, I believe that learning ukulele first is a good move for me because I can take what I learned from ukulele and apply that to guitar eventually. It has been a lifelong dream of mine to learn guitar, and ukulele is close enough. I believe when I bought my current ukulele, it was like $180, I think. Don't quote me on that, but I've held on to it for a while, I think since like 2020, and I learned a little bit. Like, I wrote one song with the three chords I knew, and it was a love song for my girlfriend. And now I'm currently working on another song that I very much will probably remake with a guitar if I ever learn guitar, which I 100% plan to do. Another thing I've been doing is focusing on Spanish a little bit more. If you didn't know, I have been learning Spanish since I was about 14, and I plan to learn it to fluency or almost fluency. It's a beautiful language, and it's so fun to learn. I have a friend named Roy from Argentina. Shout out to Roy if he's listening to this. He's a really cool dude. He speaks English and Spanish fluently. He's been learning English since, like, elementary school, and I'm so jealous because I feel like if I had the opportunity, I would probably be fluent in Spanish by now. But most of my Spanish, Well, okay, so for the first 2 years, I was learning Spanish in a classroom, but everybody in that class was so unbelievably slow. Like, oh my god. And so the class was unbelievably slow-paced. They would spend, like, 2 weeks learning vocabulary that would take me, like, 3 days to master. And the grammar was unbelievably simple and easy, and I whizzed right through it. And my teacher knew this, and she even started giving me, like, extra assignments to challenge me a bit more while I was waiting for everyone else to catch up. And then those 2 years were up. They only offer Spanish 1 and 2, so for my junior and senior years in high school, I was learning Spanish by myself on a computer. I would sit alone in a computer room, and I would learn Spanish, and a guy would grade it, but he wasn't the one teaching me. I had to read the lessons and basically teach myself. So, yeah, and then in summer, I would continue studying, mostly mastering or learning new vocabulary. I'll admit, I'm a little bit lacking in grammar, but that's just because learning grammar is boring as hell. And, I mean, I know enough to get around, I think. I'm definitely focusing on it more. But, yeah, I try really hard to learn more vocabulary words. But, yeah, that's probably boring as hell to listen to. But, like, yeah, I've been improving my Spanish a lot, and I'm really proud of myself because I've been staying mostly consistent with it. I've also been reading more books. I read Push by Sapphire, and now I'm reading the sequel to that novel, The Kid by Sapphire. You ever heard of a movie called Precious? If you have, that's what the movie is based off that book. Push, Precious, yeah. The Kid is about one of her kids growing up in, like, foster homes because Precious dies and stuff. So I'm reading a bit more. My goal is to try to read at least a couple books a year. Like, just read something, you know? Because I own somewhere between 200 and 300 books total. Most of them are here, the rest of them are at my parents' house. I honestly don't really have the room for them here. But if I did, I would definitely bring them over here. I've actually been doing a lot better with keeping my house clean. I used to struggle with doing my dishes consistently, but I've been doing a little bit of a better job with that. I still struggle sometimes because I get busy and I get tired, and dishes is one of those chores that I enjoy doing, but for some reason I put it off for so long, probably because it feels like it's going to be time-consuming, but it's actually not. Same with laundry, but laundry actually is time-consuming. The problem is that I have to go to a laundromat because the washer and dryer here suck absolute ass. Can I just, like, go on a tangent for a second? My landlords are fucking insane. Like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, they enter my home without giving me a single moment's notice, and technically it's legal. 99% of the time it's illegal, but in my particular case, technically it's legal, but still, like, it's extremely rude and just morally wrong to just walk into my home without giving me a single moment's notice. Just saying. And trust me, I'm going to be giving them a very, very strongly worded letter when I finally get the fuck out of here. I most likely will make a podcast about them just because I'm a petty bitch, and it's just so much dumb, stupid drama that I should not have had to put up with. So it makes for good content, at least. Also, I just want to cut in and say that I'm really sorry if the audio is not that great. Like I said before, I'm kind of tipsy and I'm just kind of holding the phone here, but I can't keep my hand straight. I'm trying my best, okay? I'm struggling, though. Ooh, another super exciting thing that happened, not to me, but my girlfriend. As you probably know, I have a girlfriend named Maddie. She is my beautiful, amazing future wife. I'm gonna marry the shit out of her someday. Anyway, she got this amazing position. I can't remember what it's called because it's like a super long acronym, but basically she's gonna be like overseeing colleges and helping kids out and traveling a little bit and going to meetings and shit. She's a super important boss ass bitch, and I'm so fucking proud of her, and she has come such a long way since I met her. Like, when I met Maddie, she was this, like, super tiny, itty-bitty, timid-ass, shy little girl. And she is still all of those things, but she's overcome all of that, mostly. And she's getting out there. Like, she's been a CA, which stands for Community Advisor, for her college for the past, I think, 2 years, and this will be her third year. And she's also doing this new position where she'll be traveling different colleges and stuff and yelling about college. And she's gonna be a senior this upcoming year. So, like, all kinds of super exciting, cool shit is happening, and I can't even put into words how proud I am of her. Like, she's gonna be a senior, she's gonna graduate the fuck out of college, she's, oh my gosh, like, I love this girl so much. Like, she's so fucking cool. Although, there's, like, one thing about her, jobs that really annoy me, and she knows it annoys me. It's all the fucking meetings. Like, all of her little jobs and positions that she's held, and she's held many, all of them hold meetings, and they're, like, Zoom calls, sometimes they're in person. Those meetings take forever. I'm talking, like, 2-3 hours, and they start sometimes at like fucking 8 o'clock at night, and I'm like, why the hell are you having a meeting at 8 o'clock at night ending at like 9-10 o'clock? And she's like, well, we have to accommodate people's schedules, and some people have night classes. And I'm just like, then don't fucking have the meeting. Like, 90% of what was said could have just been said in an email. And I know this because I've been there for some of those meetings. Like, when Maddie and I have date nights or date days, sometimes she'll have to go on her meeting for a second, and I'll just play on my phone and listen in. And, like, no offense to these people, I'm sure they're super nice, but they don't stop talking. They just go on and on and on and on. And then when a meeting is supposed to be over already, they just keep talking with all of these, like, so how are you doing? What's going on in your life? And it's like, bye, I'm fucking out of here. Like, I checked out, like, 40 fucking minutes ago. Like, end the goddamn meeting. Like, I got places to be. I got shit to do. I got a girlfriend to smooch. Like, fucking hell, bruh. End the goddamn meeting. Anyway, that's why she is a CA and I'm not, because Maddie has infinite more patience than I do. They just annoy me. Like, they take time away that I could be cuddling my wife. That's the biggest reason I hate it. Like, anything that comes between me and cuddling my wife, I hate it. And I think that's about it. I don't really have much else to say except, thank you for listening. And, I hope you have a nice day or night or whenever you're listening to this. And I'll try to put out another episode relatively soon. I promise. Anyway, have a nice night. Goodbye!